Greetings, this is James Gillen with BBS Radio, and looks like BBS is kind of under attack again, so hopefully we can get through this show, because looks like everything's being hit on their part. We're having a lot of trouble with our electronics on this end, too, as well, so it's getting a little crazy. It seems like, you know, we must be doing a real good job here, because somebody's taking a major interest in what's going on. And I find it odd that, you know, we'll have everything will be working perfectly on my computer, and I'll be doing a pre-record on Skype or something like that, and right before, I mean, I'm talking 2 minutes, a minute before I'm going in to do the recording with like a major guest, you know, that has a really good message, bam, everything goes down, Skype stops working, the net starts working, you know, I have to reboot everything, start over again, bring it up two or three times, and finally, you know, we get it done, but it's always like about 8 minutes late or 10 minutes late. So you know, but it's odd, you know, it's pretty obvious when it happens repeatedly right at the time you're scheduled. Somebody's listening to my scheduling and somebody's playing around with the equipment. So I have no doubt whatsoever that this is the case, even with BBS. I'm sure they're toying with their equipment as well. But we've got a lot of exciting news. We've got we're going to try to get in the second hour. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him up, but we've got Dr. Dream on the second hour. But it's looking right now we might have to just go through because of all the technical difficulties. We may not be able to bring him on. And we'll have to save him for another night. And we've also have a really good show coming up too real soon here. We have Tom Lesher. And if anybody's watched his forecasts on YouTube, he blends his intuitive insights, you know, with the 30 years of astrology where he's been studying astrology. And it's just amazing how the information that he brings in is just so accurate. And he's going to talk a lot about the energies coming in right now. And he said it's like the finger of God is upon you. And it does seem that way because, I mean, everything is being exposed right now. Karma is being quickened. There are so many changes. Our whole government basically is being exposed for the falsity that it is. And the I guess now it's up to some. I just read looking at a book that said there's something like $250 trillion given away to the banksters, of which we're all going to pay for. You know, if those numbers are correct, that's just pure insanity. And we're going to have the super rich and the super poor, basically, is where we're going if that keeps happening, because the middle class is done for. The rich are going to be done for, or they're going to get hit pretty hard. And we're going to have the super rich and the poor pretty soon. And that's basically where they want to take this. But we need to pay attention to that and start and make a stand here pretty soon and stand up for what's going on. We're having that same thing, too. We've had our own battles with the county, and they're starting up again. Anyway, they dismissed it after 9 court cases, and now they're starting everything up again for the same thing. And it's nothing more than bigotry and malicious use of process and just extreme bias. So anyway, that's the nature of the beast, you know, using your money to terrorize the people. That's kind of how it's working right now. But I'm not really worried about that. You know, it's going to bend in on them. They're going to have their own experience, whatever that may be. There's a lot of things going on right now. We've got a comet, a major comet just whizzed by the sun. We didn't hear about it. It was pretty big, you know, according to the video. And it was either really close to the camera, or it was probably, you know, a massive object. We're not sure because we don't get all the facts on these things. We just see the things go by. I know Japan's been rocking and rolling with a 7.3, I think a 6.3 and a 5 to follow that. New Zealand's been rocking too. A lot of earthquakes starting to tick up. And we've also got BOFA coming around for round 2. You know, this thing is amazing. It's being steered all over the place. And, you know, you never see cyclones or hurricanes, you know, turning around and coming back to the same place. I mean, that's just too weird. But, you know, obviously it looks like these things are being steered. But anyway, I'm looking at some of the notes here. We've got both talking about December 6th. We had some pretty interesting things happen here. At around 6:30 a.m., there was a kind of a reddish pink or pinkish colored ship, a very large ship, came over 6:30 a.m. right over Trout Lake. It was coming from the mountain from the north, and it went from north to south. And that's kind of interesting. It's definitely not the space station or anything else, any known objects. But there's also in King County, there was a lot of sightings, a lot of UFO sightings in the area. And there's a really good video out there. I just sent it on the list again. It's Anonymous UFO. And it's just a compilation of the November UFOs, the stuff that's just come recently. And these ships are being seen everywhere, and there's actually a skirmish on one of the videos where it shows three ships in a line with a point in front. It could be a giant triangle ship. I'm not sure. It could be a giant triangle ship or three ships together with a point ship. We're not sure. You couldn't tell in the video. And two other ships come just dropping in on it really fast and explode, in the air. Both the attacking ships, both of them just exploded. You didn't see a beam come out or anything. The ships just blew up, basically, and just turned into a dust cloud. But that was pretty interesting, I'd have to say. And I'm gonna do some research into that on the inner levels and find out what that was all about, like who was who and in that confrontation. Hopefully, didn't lose any of our guys. I extremely doubt it, because their technology is so far superior. But I would say maybe one of the low-level ETs got a little frisky, going up against one of the high-level ETs and create an experience. That would be my first take on that. And so, there is a little bit of a, there's definitely a, I don't want to say a war going on, but there's a war in consciousness going on. There's a huge rise in consciousness. Everything's lifting. And there's the polarities are getting stronger and stronger, and people are really having to look at their stuff. I mean, it's coming up everywhere, and it's just getting crazy. But it's undeniable now. I mean, the energy's coming in, and everybody I've talked to that are on the up and up, they have a little different take on what's going on. Some will say, it's just going to be an energy shift, and there's just a massive amount of energy coming in. Others are saying, we're going to see a lot of physical Earth changes, coming up to 2012. And, other people are just going to party and saying nothing's going to happen at all. So, I'm on the other side. I know there's a shift. It's already happening right now. And from 12 on, the energies are going to get exponentially stronger. It's going to be really intense, and it's going to be really hard to hold your center. There'll be all kinds of dramas that'll try to pull you off your center and pull you into this thing and that thing and projections and blames and all these things going on. And it's going to be really tricky to hold your center when the world around you is losing theirs. And so we have to become the observer in some cases and just not participate in a lot of this stuff. It's just getting too crazy out there. Some things you have to deal with, just like sometimes you have to stand up, with this system and what's going on. And, it's just getting pretty crazy. But anyway, we've got a lot of good things. I want to give out the call-in numbers tonight. Because of all the technical difficulties, we might have a hard time with getting off on the second hour. It might even have to do, maybe we can do call-ins if we can get enough people for the second hour. We haven't prepared for that. So tonight would be an excellent night to call in. If you've had some paranormal or UFO experiences, or you've got some messages or have some insights you want to share, about the days to come, whatever is on your mind. That's why it's called As You Wish Talk Radio. It's not for me to just sit here and tell you what's going on. This is a place of sharing. So if you want to share something, it's great. Go ahead and call it in. I'll give you those numbers. So be sure and grab a pencil or a pen if you have one handy, or you can go to the website, go to bbsradio.com. I'm sure you're already there if you're listening to me, and check out the call-in. you know, numbers on station one, and they're right there. But the call-in numbers are 888-627-6008 and 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, and 530-413-5011. So again, if you got your pencil ready, that's 888-627-6008, 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, and 530-413-5011. And hopefully the producers there can shoot me a message and get that information to me, you know, about your call-ins. I'm not sure what we have working right now, because it just seems like the station is under attack and everything is going haywire. So apparently we're doing something right, you know, but why, you know, why create so many problems? It's just unnecessary. You know, what I've been finding out and talking to some people in some very high places, that people are figuring out, you know, they're figuring out what's going on, even on the highest levels. And a lot of the, even some of the elite are starting going, well, wait a second, you know, we don't want any more karma. We have some karma from the past. We realize we've got to clean that up. We don't want any more karma, you know, around this. And they know they have to start making it right and straightening things out. So you're going to see a lot of inside jockeying and movement going on the inside. And, you know, the powers that be are changing. And some of them are actually shifting for the good and starting to make some major headway to get, you know, a lot of healing technologies, fearless energy technologies, things of that nature are all going to be coming forward just like a flood here pretty soon. So it's just, you know, with the people are awakening and people are demanding and people are saying enough's enough and people are tired. You know, there's no way people are going to be able to pay this debt back. I mean, we're talking $250 trillion. How are you going to pay that back? It's impossible. And, you know, either the debt's going to have to be forgiven or those who stole it are going to have to give it back. I mean, that's the bottom line. This isn't a program that's going to work. It's just not going to work. So it's unsustainable on every level. There's not the human resources or the natural resources. You know, whether or not we go to war with other countries and steal all their resources, it doesn't matter. It's just not functional. It's not going to work. So it's time to try something else. But anyway, it looks like we can have call-ins. I know a lot of people waited till the last minute on the last show. They waited till the last minute in the last hour, and that wasn't good. But you know, and so I had to cut them off, and I felt bad about that because some of the people I knew, they're friends of mine that tried to call in. So my apologies for that, but we got to call in early. If you want to get your voice heard and you want to talk about what you feel is going on, you got to get your call in early. And, you know, we're all family here. Everything just flows. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to laugh at you or make fun of you or challenge you or call you. You know, we might, you know, ask a few questions, you know, about where you're going or what your beliefs are or how you receive that information. But, you know, it's all just a sharing here. It's not a matter of one person, you know, telling you how it is or another person. It's just sharing. And if it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, you know, just throw it in the trash. You know, that's fine with that. I always been fine with that. One time this fundamentalist person read one of my books and just flipped out and burned it, threw it in the trash. And she didn't actually throw it in the trash. She actually burned the whole book, and then whatever was left, the binder, threw in the trash. And because it upset her apple cart so bad that it turned her whole life upside down. And then afterwards, she came back later on. She goes, you know what? She goes, I apologize. I'm really sorry. When I read your book, it turned my whole program upside down. And I realized who I was serving and who I was working with, and everything was opposite. And it just turned her whole life upside down. But, you know, it was nice. She came back and apologized because I'm sorry for burning your book. And I said, well, you know, it's like, you know, he paid me $14 for the book. You can do with it whatever you want, you know. So I said, it was your loss, you know. It's like, I'm fine with that. And if that's what you need to do at the time, that's okay. I don't take, you know, I don't need the acceptance or approval, you know. I don't need, you know, so basically, you know, it's sad. I mean, the book could have been passed on and more people could have read it, which would have been a little more environmentally correct. But anyway, that's just the way it is. But anyway, we've got a lot going on here, just a lot of crazy stuff, you know, a lot of movement going on. So looks like we've got a caller. We've got Pamela on line two.
Hi, James.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, James. I'm Pamela. I just wanted to give you some feedback that I picked up from several of your links. This might sound really strange, but somebody technologically is superimposing some like bad energy. The best way I can say it is, I and it just happened on one day, but consecutively. When I saw the E-SETI, the words deception came up, I swear. And I'm pretty good at, I'm an empath. I'm very good at picking subliminal things up off of, you know, TVs and technology. And I just wanted to kind of give you some feedback that they're kind of hitting you, I think, pretty hard.
Yeah, you know, they definitely are. That's been happening for a long time. And it's a matter of we've been getting hit with psychotronics, you know, on every level. There's some weird stuff going on, and a lot of the links are broken. We haven't even dealt with that website for quite a long time. It's just been kind of sitting neutral, and we're building a whole new website right now. So who knows what they've been doing on that one? It's kind of a it has basic information on it, but it hasn't been updated in a long time. And they've actually broken most of the links on it. There's just been a lot of shenanigans going on. But, you know, if you can get past that, you know, I'll see what I can do to find out. I mean, I haven't seen that. I don't know why that's happening, but who knows?
Well, I just picked it up. And for a minute, you know, I'm pretty balanced and centered. And I have to tell you, it kind of threw me like, well, who really is this guy? Because sometimes there's layers, you know, it's like peeling the onion. And it was strong enough to influence me, which was surprising. So I just wanted to give you some feedback as to what may be going on, you know, with some of your stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You're breaking up really bad right now, so I'm going to go on to Marcia. Thanks for calling. I'll see what I can do with that.
Looks like
we've got Marcia on line three.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, I was up at your ranch in August, I think. And I wanted to ask you a question. I was out at the Pleiadian portal.
Yes.
Out in front. Yeah. So I was there a lot. It was really amazing, and the energy was really high. I was there. No one else was there. And I heard a sound that was real. There was nothing there. Nobody was around. The sound was inside the circle, and it sounded like shattered glass, and then this ringing, and then these angelic. It was the most amazing sound. And I looked to my left, and I swear it was real. Mm-hmm. It was like the tear in the universe or something. It was. Does that sound familiar?
That's why it's called the Pleiadian portal right there, because the energies are anchored in there. It's a really high frequency spot. It's a power spot on the land that a lot of sensitives and adepts divined out and found out where it was under the guidance of the Pleiadians. And they said, this is where you want to put your prayer circle, you know, for people that want to come and experience that energy. So definitely people are hearing that. I mean, last night I heard this noise that was so loud. I mean, it sounded like a whole bunch of trees cracking, or almost like crackling lightning, and then a big boom, you know? And But there was nothing, there was no lightning, there weren't any trees falling or anything else. And that's usually reentry into another dimension or something. But there's all kinds of almost like singing going on lately. I've been having like songs in my head that are kind of crazy, like the chorus, like hallelujah choruses like that. You know, I'm not religious, but I'm hearing this singing right now. It's like the higher dimensions are like singing, and they're coming in and they're pressing in. And I think they're all singing because we're going to see an end to this tyranny program here real soon. The other dimensions are just pressing hard on the earth.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'm still affected by my visit there. It was, the energy was so high, I felt like I was a half inch off the ground all the time.
Nice.
And it was interesting because it was really high, and I was also kind of experiencing a broken heart. And so I cried more than I've ever cried. And And so it was like really purifying. It was so amazing because the tears just flowed out of me as I was walking a half inch off the ground. And it was just amazing. It was just, and I was so blissful most of the time when I wasn't crying.
when you're crying, do you feel like do you think you're processing your own sadness, or was it tears of joy because of the connection that you're making?
I think it was both. I think it was both. It's that place where you're laughing and you're crying at the same time. It was like the unbearable beauty of it. I remember the first time I walked out onto the land, I started to weep. I just felt like I had come home. And then there were other times when I was going into some hard places, heartbrokenness. But it wasn't like I was miserable. It was just this incredible depth. Mm-hmm. It's hard to describe. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And just the entire time, I was off the ground the entire time.
That's
the land.
Yeah, that's kind of a common theme here that happens a lot to people. What I find here that happens on the land is that the land here is not easy to live on or stay on. And it's really hard to have any kind of relationship here because the energy's coming in so strong, and there's stuff just flying and coming up. And, you know, even our group here is always processing something. And there are people that will come here, and they'll take the process to a certain level, and then they'll just shift into blame and projection and things like that. And they'll get into, you know, projecting their mother or father or something on one of the people here. And it just gets kind of crazy, but it's a golden opportunity to heal here if you want to take the responsibility, because that loving, joyous, blissful energy that people feel here is a double-edged sword. One, it allows you to feel the bliss and the joy and everything, but two, that energy also brings up everything that doesn't resonate with it. So it brings up the wounds and the traumas and the sadness and sorrows and so any anger or frustration or things like that. So it's really interesting. It's an awesome place if you want to come and really connect with the higher conscious and energy and process and take responsibility and heal your stuff. But if you don't want to do that, it'll spit you out. And if you're not ready, you know, to really step into your full self-mastery, it'll spit you out sooner or later. you know, it's just the way it is. It's kind of like Hawaii. A lot of people go to Hawaii and they go, I love this place, you know, and in about a week or two, they're just flipping out and having all kinds of processes going on. And that's what they say about there's certain places in Hawaii. You go there, you know, you may be able to stay for a little while, but if the island doesn't want you there, it'll spit you out and it'll spit you back to the mainland.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah, I heard that about your place, too, so I came prepared. So I stayed way open, and I actually went through things really quick. And it was, I can feel the energy right now. It's really on.
Yeah. A lot of people...
I can feel it through the phone.
Yeah, I did a Starseed radio show just recently, and that's what they got. A lot of email from people said they felt the transmission coming through the line, through the phone, and attuning to the land here, and just had huge openings and breakthroughs just by listening to the show and attuning to the land. So there's definitely a transference that happens, you know, just, you know, because everything's, you know, I like that non-locality deal, you know, where everything is connected. There is no time, distance, and space, and communication is instantaneous. And when you know that and you're more aware of it, you know, time, distance, and space doesn't matter. It's just intent and connections. It's pretty strong. The more sensitive you are, the stronger it gets.
Yeah, it's really been strong. I've noticed. Oh, well, I get the music thing, too. It's like I'll be listening and I'll hear a choir. I'll hear the symphonic, beautiful, beautiful, deep, wide symphony. And then I'll realize it's the heater coming on. You know, it's like I hear choirs now. I hear music all the time. And I notice, too, like things are so wild and crazy. I notice that when I take the time to stop and stay inside my body and just stop and stay still, I am so blissed out. I'm so nourished and so completely blissed out as long as I stay calm and inside my body. As soon as I look out into the world, which I have to, you know, I work and I'm in community and that's all good, it's pretty intense, and it's like I have to keep bringing myself back to my skin or whatever this is, you know, whatever energy I am. I have to stay inside my heart, and then I do so well. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's you know, what they're saying right now is to get through the changes. You know, the quickening, you're going to have to slow things down and really center in, because you'll just get overwhelmed with it, because it's like things are just firing at you one after another after another after another, and you're just going, whoa, wait. And every once in a while you have to go, okay, stop, I quit, you know, and just center in and just dissolve all of it, you know, and just focus on dissolving it, letting it go, coming back to the present moment. And if you don't have that time or take that space to do that, it's overwhelming. I've seen people just, you know, going bonkers right now with these new energies. And, you know, a good example, I used one the other day. We were above Walmart, looking down on Walmart parking lot and watching. And it was in Hood River, and we were watching people driving like psycho. I mean, they were just rushing around, just missing each other, cutting across the lanes. And people just slamming on the brakes, and just it looked crazy. It looked like something like I was watching a bumper car race or something, you know. And you know, it was like, I go, God, what have we come to, you know? And then I was going to go into town to pick some things up, and I found out it was Black Friday, and I just turned around and went back home. I go, oh, crap! I started to take off. Like, it's Black Friday. I'm going home. I don't need anything that bad. And I'm definitely not going to be going anywhere to Walmart, that's for sure. But get stampeded. but anyway, it's, you know, we can see it right now. I mean, I'm just watching it unfold, and I'm watching all the greed and the corruption and all that stuff just unraveling right now, and everybody being seen for who they are and what they're doing. And it's just getting so polarized and obvious and transparent right now. And, you know, Obama did. He promised us a transparent government, and we're getting it, because it's so transparent right now. If you haven't figured it out, you're like blind, you know. And unfortunately, the transparency is what we're seeing is more of the same, and just a total escalation of everything that's the opposite of serving the people and what the country was founded on. But anyway, you still with us?
Yeah, I was just, it's just a lot of energy right now. I mean, just right now in this moment, it's a lot of energy to be on the phone with you. So I mean, it's good, but it's a lot. And you were talking about that, like when things get so intense, mm-hmm. and how we have to just sort of stay calm and
take a breath and relax. And
yeah.
And I always tell people, you know,
yeah, I mean,
you're experiencing
it's
yourself.
Really, it's really intense.
Yeah, you're basically experiencing yourself. You know, it's like if this wasn't within you, you couldn't experience it. And I'm just here to reflect back to people their own power and their own wisdom and their own love and joy. So sometimes that mirror effect goes right through the phone lines, you know. There's a lot of people that would look into that mirror and start throwing rocks at it, you know, try to break it. But that's just the way of the world.
Yeah, it's shifted a little bit, thank you. I mean, yeah, it just shifted a little bit.
Yeah, I was just doing some clearings for you right there.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely felt it. It totally shifted. But I noticed that nature, too, you know, whenever, even if I'm in a Walmart area, there's mm-hmm. always a tree, and that really helps, you know, nature really helps.
Yeah, it really does. I always tell people that the quickest path to enlightenment is to get out in nature as much as you can. And you've got to do your meditation time, and you got to do your personal house cleaning. There's no McDonald's, you know, that you could drive through and become an avatar. Although there's people out there that sell that package, you know, weekend avatars that, you know. I think there are some kids that are already avatars that are walking around on the planet, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, when you've spent 50 years, you know, indulging in nonsense, and then you think in a weekend you're going to become an avatar, it just usually doesn't work that way. But, you know, the veils are getting thinner, and the healings are coming faster, and people are awakening at a much faster pace right now, but it does. It all boils down to self-responsibility and accountability.
Yeah, it really does, and staying inside my own skin.
Yeah,
really important.
Staying grounded, you know, it's like, because there is, it's, I like that saying, if it's not your coat, don't wear it. And you know, there are a lot of people banding together right now, and they have shared wounds and traumas, and they're jumping on everybody else's bandwagon and trying to work out their own issues vicariously through others. And it's really important right now to start going within and healing things there, and you know, step out of the victim role. It doesn't mean, I love that saying, being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat, you know, but it doesn't mean being a doormat or not doing anything. There's a time to speak, you know, and a time to take a stand and say what needs to be said, and time for action. But, you know, sometimes if we're doing it from a wounded state, it's going to be a mess. You know, you're just going to create a bigger mess than you started with.
Well, it's interesting because I've heard that word, and I know that I have that because I've had a lot of trauma and, you know, abusive boyfriends and stuff in the past, and I really looked at it. I mean, I really looked at that piece, and it was really hard, you know, it was hard to look at how I'm playing the victim, mm-hmm. and I'm really working it, you know, I mean, I'm really aware of it, and mm-hmm. I really try to stay clear, and, I don't know. I mean, there's some really deep trauma, and it just, I guess the best way I can hold it is just to continue staying in my skin, because nobody's hitting me right now.
Yeah.
And if I can just stay in the present moment, then I get out of the psychotic state. But it, for me, it's a constant challenge.
If you don't mind me asking, I'm just curious what your father was like, and you know, that might be the image or the persona or something that you're trying to recreate, and you know, and so we try to fix our childhood issues or our father through mates by attracting same kind of men to us over and over again. That's one thing that we have to break that pattern, you know, break that, okay, this wasn't my job to fix this. I just need to forgive it, let it go, and bring somebody into my life that is, you know, healthy and things of that nature. And then there's a lot of people that incarnated here kind of innocent. You know, they might have, I noticed with a lot of Palladians that incarnate on the earth, they are a little gullible. You know, they're not tempered. You know, if you get somebody that comes in from like the Orion Council of Light or those beings, I mean, they've gone through some serious wars and things like that, and they're no bullshit people. I mean, they don't mess around. They're down to business and things like that. But a lot of the Palladians, a lot of times, they're like almost innocent, and they get taken advantage of, and they just can't believe somebody would act that way. It's not part of their reality. And so there are some hard lessons here, you know, on the earth, and realizing that somebody may not have the same beliefs and the same morals that you do, and they may be behaving in a whole different manner with a whole different script, and we just have to accept that and you know, gain the wisdom from that experience and move on.
Yeah, I'm totally gullible, totally, and I don't get it. I don't understand. When someone, I don't understand. Yeah, I'm totally gullible. I can't get out of it. It's just like
here's a new mantra for you. A new mantra for you is, I do understand. And that is, you do understand, but you just can't believe it. And so I wouldn't say I don't understand. Just say, no, I do understand this now, and I'm not going to participate in it anymore. You know, because...
Yeah.
Because it is hard for us to accept the fact that people will do certain things and behave in certain ways. And so there's sometimes we have to just go, you know what? I do understand this. I do understand this behavior is totally inappropriate and it's not in my highest and best good. But at the same time, I want to look deeper into this and find out why this guy's behaving this way, because, you know, he was probably treated some way in the past or got a template from his parents that was really dysfunctional. You know, or he might be bringing in past life stuff or things like that that's dysfunctional. So either way, it's something that needs to be addressed or healed, you know, and we can choose not to participate in it.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
But, you know, sometimes self-love, you know, there's boundaries, you know, there's boundaries. And if somebody isn't being loving and respectful and caring and loving to you, then you have to go, okay, you know, here's a boundary, you know, I'm not going to hang out. I'm not going to participate in this, you know, and that's what you have to do sometimes. You know, I heard one.
Yeah, you know, I've done that. I mean, I keep attracting it, or I don't know it. I don't even know. I don't believe, I'm not sure I believe anything. I there's so much information coming in. You create your own reality. You know, you attract people, and I'm totally confused. But yeah, I mean, I just got out of an abusive relationship, and I'm 55, and they just keep coming. So I don't want to get too heavy on your show. I didn't mean to. I just, you know, it just, wow, it just showed up. And. And I was really strong, and I was compassionate, and he's, you know, he's really wounded, and I got away, and I'm really strong, and yet I'm just talking about it, I'm starting to shake, and so I'm just... Oh,
well, they're old saying, now you know what you don't want, you know, and you can't experience what you want until you experience a little what you don't want, so that's how you exact self and get clear, you know, so... So basically just put it behind you and gain the wisdom from the experience and, you know, have a little conversation right up front, like, you know, so how do you feel about your mother? You know, you and your mother close, how do you feel about your father? And just ask those questions, you know, and how was your childhood? And start, you know, figuring things out before you jump in, you know, on if you want to take on all that.
That's great. Thanks, James. Sorry about that. Thank you so much. It's just really awesome. It was great to be out there. And
Yeah, you'll have to come visit us again. I think we're going to open up probably in end of March or April again. So,
God willing,
we'll have the doors open and start.
All right,
take care.
We'll
thanks for calling.
There. All right, bye-bye.
Looks like we've got Ron on line 4. Ron, are you with us?
It's Rob, yeah.
Oh, okay, Rob, welcome to the show.
Yeah. So, you know, I get your, I'm on your email list, and I get a variety of pieces of things that come across my arena of observation, and I really sense that the world we're in right now is really, you know, between your stuff and Red Ice Radio, and I just recently have finished, or almost finished, George Cavalis' birth book, Our Universal Journey, which really describes our relationship to the sun and earth and how we've been. I mean, I get it so much at 59 years of age. I get that this game has been played for thousands and thousands of years. The Matrix has been here for so long. And the whole thing's coming to an end. You know, and you got a 2-minute video link, which is a great link that you sent out. You know, watching that, watching the sun, and watching what the sun's doing. It's that, to me, it's like the sun's ready to, like, bathe us with really changes around electricity. And it's serious. And it's a lot of stuff that people should be sort of paying attention to.
That's the one factor I'm saying, that we cannot deny the fact that we are moving into an alignment with galactic plane. The sun is going ballistic. We've had quite a few near misses with solar flares that would have created that Carrington effect, you know, and that was in a time when all we had were telegraph wires. And so this isn't prophecy. I mean, all the top physicists are saying, you know, we're a sitting duck right now. If we don't get some shielding or some help, you know, we're going to be going back to hose and rakes and, you know, gardening, and which isn't a bad idea. I mean, I kind of enjoy that.
Well, it almost seems like, which is totally out of my ability to even imagine what it actually means, but it seems like that this relationship between Earth and Sun, the Mother, the Father, that in our move to this next, whatever it is we're doing, that there has to be this interchange of energy. Yeah. And on my physical form, I get weird about it because I don't know what it's going to feel like, look like, how, whatever. But it's clearly, you know, for me, it's like so clear more than ever in my life. It's like, okay, this is what it's about. It's like we've been, you know, on the Matrix, and it's time for us all to realize that we're not that. We are much higher. We are the energy of the sun and the earth combined. You know, we are the God force, all of us, and the connection there is no separation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard thing for us to figure out.
Well, I think this program we've been sold that we're just a body and a personality, and you know, the fear and the lack and all these other programs, and you know, all everything's external and outer appearances and things like that. That program, I think, is going to come crashing down here pretty soon. And once it does, you know, people are going to go, whoa, wait a second. I'm a spirit that has a body. You know, I'm a multidimensional being. I've got connections on other dimensions and family and people that love me much, much more. They're much more advanced in this civilization. And what am I doing here? And when enough people start thinking that and waking up, then we're going to see those changes come in. And I think we're not too far away from that.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that, and I did send you some links about this, but reading this book that George wrote, Our Universal Journey, for me, put it all nicely in perspective about this long-going relationship, this thing that's going on for 300,000 years.
Yeah.
You know, this energy field. You know, and our genetics and our how we've evolved and how we've always been the source of the energy, and we've been bombarded by this energy. A synthetic light that distracts us, that's confused.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
difficult thing to. I mean, it certainly takes effort for me to pay attention to what is true light and what is synthetic light in my life.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's like if you get out in nature and you spend enough time in nature, you'll find these other energies actually abrasive, and you won't even want to watch them. I mean, I can't even go near a TV that's blaring out all this nonsense and drama and separation and, you know, it's just, and fear and, you know, code orange and code red. God, I mean, all you hear is terror, 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 this, and you should be very scared and we're going to protect you. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, all of our resources are going into protecting ourselves against fictitious enemies. And I don't know when people are going to figure that out, you know, until it hits home. You know, until all of a sudden they go, wow, I don't have a home. You know, I don't have a car. I don't have food. I don't have, where did that all go? You know, where did all the resources go? And then you find out it all went into, you know, these fear mechanisms. And, you know, and until we break away from these fear mechanisms and get into a different state of consciousness, you know, we're going to have this, you know, the same old thing going on over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll just one more re-encouragement for people to check into that 2-minute video. It's really cool every day to check into that guy who does that show. He's just really, and really give you a sense of the sun part of it. You know,
oh, yeah.
You get to see the sun every day.
Yeah, the 2-minute really nice 2-minute news. Sometimes it's 3-minute news. What is he, the Suspicious Observer? I put his stuff out a lot, and I put also Dutch Sense's information out. And I think between those two sites, you'll get a real heads up on what's going on, you know, on the planet. Yeah. There's a lot of other sites out that are just a little too much disinformation and craziness. But those are real accurate. You know, they do their homework and they put it out there. And when you're aware of your future things, you know, when you have your contact with your higher consciousness and energy or contact higher beings. I mean, they're giving us a heads up, and then you can actually validate it through those other sites.
Well, thanks for all your work to do.
Hey, well, keep up the good work, and send me some good links if you got them, and I'll pass them on.
Okay, take care.
All right, take care.
Good night.
Looks like we got Danielle on line 2. Danielle, are you with us?
I'm there. I'm here.
Welcome to
Hi,
the show.
James. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm a little anxious about talking to you on the phone here, but I'm just owning my shit and being who I am. So, I'm a transgendered person, and I have been for about 23 years now. I started transitioning in about 1984, and I guess I have kind of a unique perspective on the return of the divine feminine from what I've experienced in my life, you know?
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear it.
Sorry?
I said love to hear it.
Yeah, well, I'm a product of bad parenting. I was born into a violent and sadomasochistic family.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time to work out all the damage that those first 16 years had done, you know. But I, you know, this whole journey as female has just been I don't know, such a wondrous experience for me, you know. I had kind of rehearsed what I was going to say to you before I got on the phone, and now I'm all tongue-tied.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, like, from this perspective, kind of sitting on the fence, you know, I've had the opportunity to see how men treat women and how women treat their men. You know, I've seen the subjugation of women and the things that my mom had to do to protect herself, you know. And the way that the powers that be or the powers that were have manipulated our perceptions of woman and of femininity, it's all gotten twisted around, you know, from I making any sense here, or am I just babbling?
No, it's been a mess for thousands of years. You know, in ancient times, what happened, you know, you went to the village, you conquered it, you sacked it, you stole the gold and the women, you know, and you took the, you killed off the older ones and kept the younger ones and traded them, you know, like cattle. And it's really sad. I mean, very sad program. And then a lot the satraps of the past, they would throw out their wives when they got a little old, you know, and would grab another 12-year-old or 14-year-old.
Women were treated like cattle, you know.
I remember going to I mean, there's been thousands of years of that, and that's cellular memory that's got to be trans.
I'm kind of looking at other things like, you know, the first time I went to the Anthropology Museum in Vancouver, you know, I saw examples of foot binding, you know, the Japanese nobility. They had these beautiful silk embroidered slippers, you know, that the women wore. And the only way that they could fit into these slippers was to have their feet tied up with string, you know, and distorted. I mean, you know, you look back at that and you see that this was the beginning I shouldn't say the beginning, but, you know, destabilizing I'm losing my words here, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, if your feet are all messed up, you're totally destabilized, you know.
Exactly, and I mean, it makes you helpless, you know, again, with the long, long fingernails, right, that the nobility they had to grow so that they had to be served, you know, they had to be hand-fed and things like that, you know. And then it's, you know, I mean, and then you look into this modern world, the fascination with footwear and with high heels. And again, you know, it's the high heels are a destabilizing force, you know. When I was in transition, I used to think they were the most wonderful thing, you know, strutting around in high heels. And I realized that now it's just another way of objectifying the female form, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, if I can jump ahead, you know, there's, you know, there was the fascination with Barbie dolls and all the, you know, the impossible physique models, you know, and then over the last 20 or 30 years, all the Hollywood babes with, you know, with guns and with knives, you know, ultra violent and.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff, and it's you know, I mean, women coming back into their own in this future that we're looking at.
Well, it's getting out of balance. You know, they have a Ken doll that all the men had to measure up to, and you know, and men are always having to compete and bring home the bacon and you know, go off
the ideal,
all this other stuff, and they're fed up with that too. So all those old programs are coming up now to be healed, you know, and cleared up.
There's one other observation that I want to make here, and this was a mind blower to me. I went into a pub up the street there some months ago to grab a bite to eat because I was just too brain dead to cook, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in the pub, and there's like all these people sitting there, you know, drinking their beer and eating their chips. And, you know, in the bar, there's a TV in every corner.
Oh, yeah.
And on the TV were these two tough-looking women in boxing outfits, you know, in a ring, punching each other in the face, you know.
Yeah.
And the patrons are just sitting in the bar, not even noticing it, you know, playing with their pull tabs or whatever they do in the bar, you know.
Yeah.
And it just
there's also an entity in every corner waiting to jump in, you know, to get his
what's that again?
There's usually an entity in every corner too, waiting to jump in, you know, when people get a little too drunk.
Oh no, don't. Yeah, no, I can't stand going to the bar. It's ugh.
Yeah.
I live in the rainforest on Vancouver Island, and
Oh, there you
go. I just feel so blessed to be here, you know.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? I've got about three or four other callers here. I'm going to have to get to.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I appreciate you taking the time and allowing me to spout off a little bit.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. You know,
sorry.
I said thanks for calling and sharing your views.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for hearing me. Okay, bye for now.
All right, take care. Looks like we've got Andrew on line three. Andrew, are you with us?
Hi, I'm James. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
So I've been following you for about 5 or 6 years now, and you know, just totally agree and line up with everything that you teach and believe and know to be true. And I'm still finding myself, I'm here in northern Indiana, I'm still finding myself quite alone as to connecting with any like-minded people in the area.
Yeah.
And I don't really see, and I don't really feel it, like anyone else around is even aware, you know, at all, to anything even changing or feeling this energy that I feel every day, that just it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's just really confusing me.
Yeah. Have you heard that saying? There's an old saying, a Christ has no place to lay his head.
No, I haven't. But that's,
yeah, and that's
that.
What they're saying is that the more enlightened you become, unfortunately, the... You know, I asked this one guy, I said, well, did you lose a lot of friends? And he said, oh, yeah, but I just chose ones. You know, he goes, I have all new friends, you know, on his path. And unfortunately, that's the way it is. But you can kind of seek them out. They're out there. There's people out there that are awake and are on the path, you know, and people you can talk to and share with. But, you know, I agree. It is sometimes it's far and few between.
Well, that's funny that you say that now, because let me explain this. About 6 months ago, I started in a brand new job somewhere I never, ever expected or envisioned myself to be. I'm inside a foundry making car parts for all the big Ford, Honda, and as you would expect in a factory like that, it's just the densest, most negative, unconscious people you could imagine being around. And I was just totally baffled that I found that the universe had placed me or decided that this was the place that I should be. But I went in there just completely surrendered and accepting. And now I really got to say that I feel like for whatever reason I'm there, I feel like the energy I carry, the vibration that's dominant within me is somehow having an effect with the people around me there that never even maybe had an ounce of hope inside of them, and suddenly now they're starting to ask questions or wanting to know, you know, why the hell are you so happy all the time? And
yeah.
Not that I can even give them a good reason that they'd understand besides just letting it be, but... Yeah, that's funny you say that. Because when I started feeling or coming into this awakening, I did. I started losing friends like crazy and becoming absorbed with people that I would never have imagined myself to be around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of the process, unfortunately. And I always, people say, why are you so happy all the time? I go, why are you not? You know, why are you not happy all the time? It's like, it's your natural state. It's who you really are. You know, drop the baggage.
Yeah, it seems like such a backwards question, but yet they're so baffled by the answer.
Yeah. Am I not supposed to be happy? Isn't that, you know, does, you know, if they're religious, say, well, I thought God wanted me to be happy, you know. I thought God was pure bliss, you know. What's the problem, you know? So,
and what's great as well, you know, on my phone I receive all your emails. And now I've got a following at this foundry of probably 10 people now on all different shifts that I run into. And every time they see me, they say, what's new today? Show me what you got, you know, because I show them everything, and they can't even, they're astounded to even believe that there might be life outside of this planet, and that just, oh, it's great.
Yeah, you know, you ought to run the numbers by them. I mean, right now with the new Kepler telescopes, and I think it's infrared telescopes, and the other things, they're finding all kinds of planets. And I don't know what the number they're at. They're at, they used to be like 50,000, or probably up to like 500,000 Earth-like planets. Wow. It's amazing that planets that look like they could sustain life, and now they're finding out that there's different types of life out there that. You know, it doesn't always have to be exactly like Earth. And, you know, so it's like the more we evolve, you know, God, I think they're at, they've probably gone beyond that. I think they had 200 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy alone, you know, a lot of them with planets revolving around them. And then they're at, last time I heard, they're at 500 billion galaxies. So, I mean, you look at the numbers and you go,
imagine that number.
Yeah, how can there not be life out there? Why would there be all this creation and then just one little speck at the outermost corner of the Milky Way, there's life, and nowhere else? It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah. You know, another thing, too, as I started there, these guys all smoke, and whenever they're outside, they're smoking. And a few months ago, chemtrailers were going by. And I pointed up and I said, oh, I'm going to take a stab at this and see if they bite or not. You know, usually I get a lot of resistance about it, you know, someone who's not ready to accept it. But I point at it and I start explaining it to them, and they're like, you know, at first initially, like, you're crazy. And I can say, well, watch this, you know, he'll turn it off and then it'll stop spraying. And then about 10 seconds later, it comes back on again, you know, like as if they're switching tanks. And then I say, what commercial airliner do you know that goes 100 miles that way and then makes a huge U-turn and comes back? You know, what do you think that is? And then they really start scratching their head, and now I've just created some sort of wave over there, because now they're all coming back to work, and they've done some research on their computers at home, and it's great. You know, I am getting the word out, and you definitely are helping that, because you are a huge source of information through my email, and I just got to thank you so much. And I'm gonna let you go and let you get the other callers, but thanks again, James.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for getting the word out. I mean, that's awesome that you're doing that and getting it to people that ordinarily wouldn't even be looking at this information. And you know, that's how the planet's turning around. It's like, I love these new information coming out. They're saying there's no more exclusion. You know, we can't exclude people anymore. We got to include everybody and take this whole planet with us, you know, and make this shift and shift out of this matrix we're in, and, you know, get into a whole different grid. And it sounds like you're playing a very important part. And if you think about that, you know, one of the beings told me once, he said, you have no idea what's happening on the outskirts of your aura. And your energy fields are affecting everybody there. And, you know, there's constant communication going on, and not just between you and them, but between your higher self and their higher self and them and their higher self. And it's amazing, all this communication that's going on just by being present there that we don't even know about.
Yeah, I never was really aware of that until I walked into a room and I could just feel the negativity in it. And then it all of a sudden it just petered out, and then it's just, I could feel it before, you know, there was, suddenly they didn't even have any desire to even continue being as negative as they were, you know, and it's just,
yeah,
wow, you know, not saying that I did that personally, but I'm definitely aware of what's happening energy-wise.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are techniques you can go in and just clear the energy in the whole room and clear people. You know, and you can't get past will, because people can always choose, you know, but you can clear the other influences out, you know, of the room, and any kind of trespassing energies, and you know, those are in the books and on the website as well. I'll teach people how to do that.
I'm going to have to look into that, because I'm starting to have a desire to know that, because I'm starting to feel like it might be something I'm doing.
Yeah, it sounds like, it definitely sounds like it's happening anyway, but I think when you know you're doing it and intentionally doing it and invoking the higher beings, it makes it even that much stronger.
I'm amazed. You know, every time once I feel like I know it all, you know, it's just a whole new wave of information just blasts me, and I realize I'm just a tiny little person in this whole huge game.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you know what? You find out the more humble you get and the more you become that tiny person, the bigger you are. So it's, you know, the Eastern thought, they said, you know, less is more. And people don't understand that. But the more empty you become, the more spirit can flow through you and work through you. And it's kind of interesting. But, you know, I found out it's that the less you do is the more energy you can bring through you. It's kind of a paradox, but it really does work that way.
Yeah, I just actually saw a quote the other day. I forget who said it, but it was, the biggest contribution you can make to humanity does not matter as much as you think you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's something along the lines of not needing to be as big as that you... I'm totally lost it, but it was somewhere along those lines.
It is a good saying, you know. Just when you're in full service mode, you're allowing the source to run through you, and I mean, what better connection is that, you know? You know, you've got the love of the multiverse at your fingers. But anyway, hey, thanks for calling in and keep up the great work.
All right, thank you very much, James. See you later.
Take on. Okay, we've got, I think we've got Stephen on line 2 and Rebecca on line 4. So, Rebecca, we'll get to you in just a minute. So, Stephen, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing, James?
Doing great. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Anyhow, I just wanted to call to hear myself talk on the radio, basically.
Sounds good.
No,
you sound familiar.
Anyhow, no, actually, I was listening to the last call and... it's interesting that you were talking about that because, you know, one of the things that I've kind of been dealing with myself is, you know, the whole ego thing. And it's amazing how much the ego can really get in the way. And so I think that that's very important, you know, basically what you guys were talking about as far as, you know, trying to keep that ego out of the way, because I think that that does... I think by keeping that ego down, that it does actually empower you, you know, quite a bit to kind of see things, I think, a lot more clearly. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. I mean, all the great thinkers like Socrates and people like that, they would start off by saying, I don't know anything. And that just sets the ego in its place, you know. And
right,
they're good
exactly.
listeners. And that's why they were so wise, is because they never did... you know, see themselves as a wise man or a brilliant man. They just set that aside right away and allowed the universal mind or whatever to come through them. And, you know, and that's where these amazing works came from.
Yeah, I think that, you know, like in my everyday life, like I look around and there was a point in my life where I think I saw things and I wanted to, like, speak up or get involved or voice my opinion, but that I found by doing that sometimes it did more harm than good. So what I found is that by actually, you know, sitting and observing what's going around me, and if the opportunity arises or, you know, if something comes up to where I can say something, you know, maybe to try to influence something in a minimalist way, that is more effective than actually, you know, try to go in there gung-ho and, you know, force my opinion or whatever, you know, ways on their thinking. And anyhow, so yeah, that's kind of a huge thing. And anyhow, yeah, another thing I wanted to mention was, and I know it seems like you don't talk about it very much, but your books, you know, both of your books, I've read them, you know, several times. I've actually, I think I read them back the first time was in 2007. And to me, those are such a huge source of information as to, you know, what's going on, not only, you know, has been going on, but what's going on the planet today. And I think of, you know, things to come. And I'm not sure, you know, why you don't plug your book more, but, and I'm not trying to plug your book, but, you know, to me, there's such, you know, a vast amount of information that, for me personally, you know, helped me quite a bit as far as seeing things, you know, very clearly, because I, you know, up until I actually was introduced, you know, to you and other things spiritually, I was pretty confused. I mean, I basically... I was a lot like you. I grew up in a Catholic environment, went to Catholic school, studied Christianity and all these other different types of religions, and none of them really made sense. I think I tried to force myself to, you know, believe that this was true or not true because everybody else was doing it, and so that's what I'm supposed to do. But it never made sense. But it wasn't until I think I read those two books that I'm not saying that, you know, completely enlightened me, but it definitely opened the door for me to see things clearly so that I could go down the path that's kind of gotten me to where I am today. And so I just kind of wanted to mention that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, I forget to plug my books. I'm not very materialistic.
That's what happens when you get old. Yes.
Yeah, I get in trouble all the time. They go, Art, why don't you plug the new DVDs, the new books, or things like that? So since you opened that up.
It's amazing the information that's in there. You know, it's just, I mean, it just makes so much sense. I mean, to me, anyways, it's just like completely like, okay, that makes sense. You know what I mean? And I just think that if more people read your book, if you could somehow, you know, get that book out there to a lot of people, I'm not saying a lot of people don't already have it, but, you know, I just, you know, I hear some of these callers talking or call in and talk to you, and I just think there's so much information I think that would help them, you know, on their path or their journey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if anybody wants to check out the books, you just go to esetti.org and you know, Reunion with Source is the good start. Becoming Gods is the second one. That takes you a little bit further. And then the Ultimate Soul Journey is just a lot of my own experiences in having multidimensional experiences and paranormal, all these different things in there is the third book.
Did you write that book kind of like in the third person when you wrote that one, The Ultimate Soul Journey?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you know, the videos that are good, the last 2012 conference, I just put it all out there and showed amazing footage of the ships flying in, of the energies coming to the room during clearing. You can see the golden energy just come into the room and fill the room and people pixel out. And everything is on that, on the last 2012 appearance that I did here at the Esetti Ranch, so people can check into that.
Yeah, actually, I was in your very first ambassador training class, and I'll never forget I guess at one point you actually asked, I guess, the masters to come in, and I've never ever in my life experienced anything like that. It was like I can't explain it to this day, but it was just the most overwhelming, blissful thing I've ever felt in my life, and it was just so real. I mean, so I couldn't deny it, you know what I mean? And I've never, you know, delved into psychedelics or anything like that, but you know, it was just an amazing experience. And I noticed the earlier caller, I forget her name, but anyhow, the last time I was up at the ranch, and she was mentioning about when she got out of her car and got into the property, I had that same exact experience where I felt like I was home, and I just had this major sensation of, you know, I can't explain it, but I just started crying. I didn't know why, but it was like I was home, and it was just an amazing feeling. But so anyhow, yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention, if you don't mind, is talking about these energies that are going on right now, currently, because it's like very easy, I think, to get caught up into them. But I've, you know, fortunately for me, I've been able to kind of step back and kind of say, okay, yeah, there's obviously, you know, something going on with the, you know, energies on the planet, and, you know, I got to try to, like, you know, kind of get back in control, and then it seems like everything is okay. But, I mean, have you noticed that yourself going on up there even, or?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I always have to pull back and just say, okay, I'm done, and I'll go down. I have places I can go to where they're totally, almost sensory deprivation, like nobody's going to bother me. Or I'll go sit by the river or in the trees or whatever and just say, I just need to let go of all this. I've got too many things coming at me at once. Everything is moving so fast. I just say, you have to do that. You just have to take a break.
It's hard. I mean, you're lucky. And, you know, fortunately for you, you know, you're in the environment where you're at. But, you know, for most of us, we're out here in this, you know, grind and bend world, and you know, it's kind of difficult to do that. It's so easy to get caught up in, you know, everyday life, and, you know, it's a little more difficult, I think, when you're out here and, you know, trying to step away from things that are actually going on around you. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
But anyhow,
it is harder. There's a lot of psychic turbulence in the cities.
Yeah.
You know, there's and there's a lot of
that's for sure
intrusions, yeah, I've been, on your energy, and there's all the electromagnetic energy that's making people chaotic, and so it is harder. That's why I always tell people, if you can, spend as much time in nature as you can, just get away from all the electronics and everything, and just take some time to just center in, you know, and get clear.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I just, you know, even going into my own backyard, I mean, this is going to sound weird, but, you know, I'll sit there and actually, you know, try to communicate, you know, with my, you know, my trees and my shrubs and just, you know. But anyhow, I can actually, it sounds weird, but I can actually feel, you know, something from them. You know what I mean? It's kind of a, I don't know, maybe you don't know what I mean, but, you know, it's just...
Well, if you do it long enough, you're going to hear them talk back to you. And that's really? When it gets really weird.
Okay, I'm going to try that then. I guess so. Yeah. But I know what you're talking about as far as, you know, trying to get back into nature. And, you know, I guess I'm not too far from, you know, a couple of forests around here. So I, you know, I always tell myself that I'm going to go out there and do it. But then I think to myself, well, you know, maybe I don't need to do that. Maybe I should be learning how to find that forest inside of me. You know what I mean? So that I don't have to physically go there. And does that make sense at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. 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 If that's the best you can do. But, you know, with me, it's like I'm lucky because I have that opportunity. I have a river and forest and things I can go down to.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, going back to the animal thing, I had some experiences that just blew my mind. And I'm, believe it or not, I'm a very grounded person, but I'm open to different realities. And when you get to a certain state, I mean, you'll find out the trees have voices and the trees have information. And wow. You know, one time I was sitting there talking with my horse, and then she talked back to me, and I about fell out of my shoes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What did your horse have to say?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I was out talking to her, and I go, yeah, I know, I need to get more grain, you know, and I need to, you know, get a little better hay. And I was kind of saying, I wish I could afford, you know, a little better conditions for you. You know, I'm doing the best I can, you know. All of a sudden I hear, no, it's all right, you're doing great, you know.
I go, wait,
where'd that come from, you know? And she's
Red, like, I didn't know you were here, yeah.
Yeah, and she's just looking at me in this way, you know, and I could tell it was a total telepathy, you know, mind to mind.
So do you think the horse knew that you understood her? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very obvious, okay. And it just shocked me, and she just looked at me really funny when I looked at her. Funny, like, what's wrong with you? Didn't you know? You know, it's like...
I would have liked to see the look on both of your faces at that moment. That would have been interesting.
I wish I had it on film, because it was a shocker, and it was a really eye-opener that our animals are totally subjective to the thoughts we project on them, and if we think they're dumb animals, that's the way they're going to act, and they're not going to be...
I totally believe in that.
If we treat them as friends and brothers and sisters, you know, they treat us back accordingly. You know, so it's,
and if we could be more like, you know, animal, like I always tell myself, if I could be more like my dog, I'd be a much better person.
Yeah, my golden retriever, yeah. She lived to be 22. She was almost 22, and wow. She died. And so my dogs, they live really long and healthy. I mean, they're really robust and healthy, and it's because I project puppy on them, you know. And
there you go.
And people look and they go, oh, she's getting old. Stop it. I go, no, stop. You know, and I go, don't. Don't project old or illness on my animals.
Right.
And yeah. we've had a lot of animals come here and heal because of that. We just had to disconnect them from their owners and the owners' projections. And, you know, we've had horses come up here and heal from things that vets said, you know, they can't heal from.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I believe that. There's definitely, you know, some pretty amazing energies there at the ranch, that's for sure. You know, like I said, I've been there a few times.
Definitely.
And I can attest to that. But anyhow, yeah, so I'm really excited about, you know, about the upcoming times. I really am. I don't know why. You know, I guess I don't have, I used to have some fear, but I don't. And I guess I feel privileged and excited that I'm here at this moment. And I guess I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting. I, you know, it's like.
Oh, yeah, it'll be interesting. But at the same time, you know, I think it's, I think this is some pretty exciting things. So how many people can say that they've, you know, lived through this time, you know? It's pretty cool, I think.
It's amazing we chose this time to incarnate.
What's that?
I said it's amazing that we chose this time to incarnate.
Yeah, I know that, you know, I came here for a purpose, you know, myself, and I've talked to some channelers and, you know, some readers or whatever, and they've all kind of concurred as to, you know, why I'm here at this moment. And I guess it kind of confirmed, you know, feelings that I've had my whole life. And so I don't know, I guess I'm glad and proud, I think, to be here at this moment in time.
Great.
Very excited.
Hey, well,
but
yeah.
Anyhow, you too, obviously.
Yeah. Hey, well, anyway, yeah, come back up and see us as soon as we open back up, you know, and around
March.
Oh, I can't
wait. Yeah, I definitely want to come back up and see you guys. It's always great being up there, and you guys are always great. And it's just like being home and, you know, being with family. It's like I can be myself. You know, I love it. I love being there. I just wish I could buy some of the property and build a house there.
Well, you never know.
I'll take care, James. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, we've got, hopefully we got Rebecca on line 4. Hopefully you're still with us. Are you with us, Rebecca?
Yeah, I definitely want to come back up. You guys, always great being up there.
James?
Yes.
Hi, it's Rebecca. Can you hear me?
I can. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my call. My head is just sitting here nodding, listening to all the callers about what they've been talking about. One of the things when I listen to your show is that I get a grounding and an affirmation about what's going on. And that gentleman who talked about feeling alone, there's a lot of us out here that, you know, even on an intuitive level that he can connect to. And he'll be able to feel the energy of, you know, other, quote, light workers that are going on. So we're not really alone. I had a question for you. Have you experienced anything, say, in your sleep where you wake up to, it's like a pop, like a light bulb pops?
Yeah.
And you hear the pop and a flash of light, white light. Have you ever experienced that?
I definitely have.
What is that? I'm starting to have that happen to me. I'm not afraid. But what's that about?
You know, there's so many different things happening right now. I haven't been able to categorize all of them. I'm just observing them happening. But, I mean, as I was talking before earlier, I've been hearing this, like, crackling, like lightning, and it almost sounds like branches breaking and everything, and then a big boom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a tree going down. It's, you know, you can tell when a tree goes down or things like that. And I actually woke up and I got up and I looked around the property, you know, make sure a house didn't fall down or something, you know, but,
right.
You know, or something like a meteor hit or something. But I mean, there was nothing anywhere. And I mean, it looks like a light show in where I live right now at night. I just closed my eyes and then all of a sudden I open my eyes and I'm seeing flashing lights and orbs and everything flying through the room. So it's just like, it's becoming quite a show. You know, out in the field here, the vortex, I mean, there are things popping in and out constantly and looks like flash bulbs going off with nobody there. And, you know, a lot of it could be like higher dimensional beings popping in and out, or it might be you, popping in and out, you know, going up to your higher dimensional selves or, you know, going up on the ship, coming back again. But I'd have to look into it in more depth to see what it is, you know. It's hard
right.
to just
I just fly. Wanted yeah, I wanted your take on it. And I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and when I can get out in the open, chemtrails are crazy around here. One day I spotted 13 of them. And I have started pointing that out to people and say, look, well, it's not the evaporation anymore. Actually, yesterday there was one that was a chemtrail plane, and the other one was a normal plane. And you could just see how with no chemtrail behind it, the condensation just evaporates. And so, anyway, they're usually on the weekends here, especially Friday, we get hit pretty hard with chemtrail stuff. So,
have you noticed a lot of people getting sick and, like, lethargic and just not feeling good and just can't get going?
I went outside and I started getting this sore throat and just what is going on? I look up, there were like 3 chemtrails over me. So, and I'm also getting this, I have a red car and I'm getting these little yellow, dots on it. And it's not like, you know, it's bird poop or anything coming off the tree, but it's since all this chemtrail stuff has been happening, you know, it lands, and so it becomes little yellow spots on my car, real tiny. And if there's no chemtrails, I don't have them. You know, they get washed off and stuff like that. But I was pointing that out to somebody that I recently met, and I said, are you getting those little yellow things on your car? Yeah, I am, and I don't know what's up. And so anyway,
doing a sulfur oxide, or they're doing something with sulfur is their latest thing. You know, they had aluminum oxide, barium, and strontium, which are all heavy metals, and you know, eventually collapse your immune system. They're really hard on you. But and some other biologicals they're finding in there as well. But I heard now that their next big thing is to start spraying sulfur. And I don't know what the effects of sulfur would have. There used to be sulfur medicines in the past, but I know the sulfur that they're spraying, from what I've heard, is not a good thing.
Oh, that's interesting, because I'm allergic to sulfur prescriptions. So I'll have to check into that and see if there's any correlation between that and what they're spraying. So anyway, I had just one question about, you know, coming up there during the summer. Do you offer lodging, or do I go online and do all that, or do I call you, you know, during the summer? How do I find out about where I would stay?
Yeah, if you go to the website, and the information is all there. And we do have some rooms that are just by donation. You know, we have friends and family come up. You know, it's by donation. And, you know, basically that's the way we work it. But there's kind of a process you have to go through, you know, to just to connect in and you know, make sure what's available and things like that.
Right. Okay. And I just tuned in when you were talking about some websites where a person could go and get validation about what they're hearing. Can you repeat those again, please?
Oh, that one, it's called the 2-Minute News, or sometimes 3-Minute News. It's Suspicious Observer.
Uh-huh.
His website, there's Dutch Sense. I think it's like Dutch, and then it's S-E-N-S-E, I think it is. It's kind of interesting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But those are two really good ones. Or you can sign up on our newsletter, and we put those out along with a lot of other information. And you know,
yeah, I need to do that. The gentleman before me just talked about that newsletter, and so I'm not on it, so I'll go out and do that now. Okay, James, keep up the good work. Really appreciate it.
All right, you too.
Take care. Bye.
All right, I think we've got Diane on line 3. Diane, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I called in was I heard the gentleman talking about communicating with the trees and nature.
Yes.
And I wanted to share my experience. It's been probably around 2004. I was in the process of waking up, and I had read a book by Raymond Grace and heard him on Coast to Coast, where he changed the energy of the water. So I got his book, and he talked about communicating with, like, snakes and other things on his property when he wanted them to cooperate so he didn't have to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor has a tree, and I'm always afraid it was going to fall on my house, and it also killed the grass. So I took up dowsing, and I decided I'm going to go out there and get that tree to fall over the opposite way than it would if it would get on my house, where it wouldn't hurt anybody. And I leaned myself on it, and I actually had a communication from it. All of a sudden, I saw it was like vertical energy sheets from it going down into the earth and all the way up into the heavens. And it had this purpose for being here. It was magnificent purpose. It had nothing to do with me. I was this very insignificant. It was like, I was here before you. I will be here after you. And I have this important job to do. Thank you very much, but I'm not going away. And it also kind of let me know, it thought it was kind of funny that I would prefer grass underneath it when it had this beautiful growth under it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it let me know that it was my friend and that it loved me and it was there to protect my home. So I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, you know, there are, if you're clairvoyant, you can see trees have beautiful auras. And there's certain trees.
I can see the auras.
Yeah. And there's certain trees that I've seen that have beams coming down right on top of them, and they're anchoring certain types of energies into the earth. And there's some old wise ones, you might say, that have incredible energy. So I know some trees are just kind of not much going on, and other trees really have got some juice to them if you start tuning into them. And I know that, like a lot of the Native Americans, when they're running, you know, they get tired, they just stop and they lean up against a tree. And there's some Qigong exercises where you can actually merge with the tree, the tree's energies, and actually build your own energies up. So they have a lot to offer, you know, other than just firewood, you know. So, you know, it's look at them a little differently.
Yeah, I don't go out talking to trees. It was just that one time, and after listening to that gentleman, I thought, I'm going to get back to that and see if I can't open up communication again. Mm-hmm. So, and yeah. There was one other thing. I think I emailed you about it. It was such a freaky experience for me. I'm really open, and, you know, I don't get all worried about it, but I had gone into Hastings and was looking for a movie to rent, and there was a movie called The Perks of Being a Wallflower on the shelf. I picked it up and set it back down because I hadn't heard anything about it. It looked like it'd be kind of interesting. And then a few weeks later, I was at the library, and I decided I was going to, I saw the book. I said I'd read the book, and I liked it enough that I went back to rent the movie, and the movie wasn't on the shelf. And where normally those movies are, they had moved the children's section over there. And then I went online to see, you know, if it was still out, and it turns out it was just now opening in the theaters. So I called up Hastings, and I said, where is that movie? I was up there. Did they release it on DVD, then decide to open it in theaters? I've never heard of them doing that, but I saw it at your store. And he says, oh, no, it's never been here. My friends are just going to see it tonight. So I know there's different timelines. And
oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, something like that will happen.
Yeah, that happens a lot, where people have books, you know, fly out on the floor in front of them and things like that. You know, it's a lot of times with me, I have to kind of get real focused at where I am, because sometimes I haven't had the experiences on this level that I already had on the other levels. And I'll have conversations with people and meetings with people, but they didn't happen on this level. And I see them and I go, hey, you know, it was really good talking to you the other night. And they go, what? You know, and I go, oh, yeah, you know, that didn't happen yet. Never mind. You know,
I'm still trying to get through the process, and I have a question. I'd kind of like to hear what you thought about it. I know there's different timelines, and I kind of suspect they're just all going into one, and I'll end up in a different one or that one. But I also kind of worry that some are more positive than others, and does the way I'm feeling that day put me in a less positive timeline, or, you know, does it have to do with where I'm at mentally, or is it just happening to everybody and they're not noticing? I just don't understand, really.
I think they're all going on at once, and the veils between these timelines are getting thinner. And so a lot of us we're not so locked into this time and this physical experience, you might say, and we're jumping. A lot of times when we're just being spacey and stuff like that, we find out we'll be jumping. Like I've actually jumped with trucks full of equipment and have done, you know, travels that should have taken 20 something hours in six and things like that. And that's happened to me several times where it just didn't make any sense at all. And, you know, I did one with a physicist once, and he goes, this is nuts. I mean, we drove from L.A. to Eugene, Oregon in 6 hours, which is impossible in a big truck full of equipment, you know, with a governor on it that goes 55, you know. So you know, you just can't do that. There's no explanation for that. And we had friends on both ends that verify the story, you know, when we left and when we arrived. So, you know, I don't think time and space and location, all these things are as fixed as we think they are. And the more we know we can start bending them or moving them, we can actually start jumping times or jumping ahead, you know, and you know, I think the ships can do that too, and they can actually take people ahead or forward or backward. They can do whatever they want. So it's pretty amazing what's going on now.
Well, I think it's exciting. I just like to, you know, have more information on it. I don't want to end up in some bad time, you know, a negative one. I want it to be more positive, and I want to have some control over it. So yeah. I just have some work to do.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, you're where, whatever you're going to put your intention on and focus on is where you're going to end up. And I wouldn't even worry about even having a negative thought or whatever, because when you worry about it, that actually takes you down and holds you there. Just observe it and let it go by, you know, and just refocus on the positive. And so I wouldn't, you know, I love what Mary said. She said, worry is a form of prayer. And so the more you worry about something, you might as well just be praying for it to happen. And so it's...
I agree. I believe that totally. It's just sometimes I just get off on a tangent, trying to think it all through and figure it out.
Yeah. It happens. I mean, stuff happens, and we just have to keep catching ourselves and say, is this worth it? You know, our true nature is this loving, joyous, you know, powerful manifesting God or goddess. That's our true nature, you know, just pure bliss. And so, but we just keep giving it up or allowing others to take it. And we just have to stop doing that and just keep refocusing and catching ourselves and just go, you know, it's not worth it. I'm going to go back to my original state, you know?
Well, I've been to the ranch a couple of times. I love it. Thank you for being there.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for calling.
Come back. Bye-bye. All right.
I'm going to give those numbers again. We've just got a few minutes left. So if you want to get on the air, you know, this has been a 2-hour call-in show and a lot of good information coming through. So again, those numbers are 888-627-6008. If you want to dial the straight lines, just dial 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, and looks like 530-413-5011. And, you know, if you have something to share or something on your mind, you know, call it in and we'll put you on the air. There's a lot more things going on. I want to talk a little bit about this upcoming show. We're going to bring on Dr. Dream probably the next round. Hopefully we can get that straightened out. And Tom Lesher is coming up, and Tom has just been great. I find him totally entertaining. His connection with the intuitive insights, you know, and the astrological background really tie everything together. And you know, when you hear his discourses, I just go, whoa. I mean, we're getting information from these Pleiadians and Andromedans and Lyrians and Arcturians and all these other beings are telling us what's going down. And then all of a sudden you hear this guy doing the astrology and saying, this is what's going on. And then we hear the higher beings saying, oh yeah, we use the natural forces to do our work and to kind of guide people and give people a heads up. So the influences, you know, planetary influences, cosmic influences, all these things, they're fully aware of them and they work with them and they work according to natural law. So it all ties in together. And I'm just amazed at how a lot of these disciplines and the information people are gleaning from a lot of different modalities are all seeming to come together. And, you know, it does seem pretty undeniable right now. There is some major energy coming in, a huge shift of consciousness and energy, and we've got to align with it and get ourselves right, you know, to get through these times. And if we refuse to change and go with the flow and flow with the earth and her transition, we're going to have some experiences, and some of them might not be too fun, you know, so it's time to, you know, clean up our past, release the past, start focusing on creating a different future, you know, a more loving, benevolent future in harmony with each other and nature. So it looks like we've got Lynn on line 3. Lynn, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Jay.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
All righty. Yeah, I just really appreciate what you're doing, as usual. I've been guided. I sent you some emails to start some more petitions. And the vision of the new health and human services, social services, and civil services for the new civilization, for the planet, reaching out to all the different Green Party, Democratic Party, education, government agencies, and schools and what have you. We really need to start gathering all the light workers and healers and peace workers and indigos, crystals, and healing artists, natural foods, natural remedies, and start co-creating heaven on earth and start with the cities of light and peace, these community light centers where we're starting to help teach and train the youth, you know, how to use their, you know, soul power connections, metaphysical virtual training courses, you know, and start teaching and training them all the different modality, body, mind, spirit careers that really need to start taking place on the planet, and you know, the green jobs too, of course, all the different green jobs out there. So that's what I've been working on, and that's what I wanted to talk about, getting people to focus, refocus back to the light and the possibilities of co-creating, you know, heaven on earth and universal travel with the light ships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's definitely, you know, I heard one person said, you know, that the these negative beings, whatever you want to call them, the elite, the power elite, and everything else, they're so few in numbers, I mean, compared to the masses and the people that are awakening right now. But the only difference is they're organized, you know. And yeah. And unfortunately, that a lot of the light workers and people that are really trying to make a difference are not organized, and there's reasons for that too. And you know, you're not going to get the press and the mainstream press and things like that. But it is something that really needs to happen. We have to unite. You know, this is the ninth wave coming through. It's unity consciousness. Everybody has to come together and work together. And we all have different modalities, and we're all unique. So we have to honor that. But get together around the basics, you know, about just being kind to each other and the planet, and stop trespassing on everybody else's reality, and start manifesting, you know, rather than becoming a dependent on everything else, you know, start creating, you know.
Obama did, or even Biden did mention that we do have the DNA in this country, and the Pleiadians, you know, are here. And so I don't know if you visited that spot by, you know, up at the highway, off of Highway 205. It's pretty wild, with their flag and their big bulbs and those pillars, I don't know, 25, 30 feet tall, with a, you know, the light being, or the different light beams that are up on top of them. They're all gold. Have you seen those? Anyway, the Pleiadians, you know, they're all here. The Starseeds are here. The Earth Allies are here. The Galactic Free Press is going off like crazy. We are uniting, and I just sent you some emails about the new petitions. We really need to take over the government. I'm working with Occupy groups and, you know, human rights groups, and NAACP, all kinds of different government agencies. And it really is time to step up to the plate and help unite the different churches, and, you know, really put it out there that we want new jobs for our kids, new jobs that are, you know, metaphysical, soul purpose work, divine guidance, and, you know, just spiritual activist jobs, like I said, animal healer jobs, and all the new body, mind, spirit career jobs that are available, really. In every city, the body, mind, spirit people are there. So it's just networking, and that's why I called, that people know that it is happening. I sent out a petition to you today, tonight, and it's just, it's happening. And we really do need to unite and take over the government, to be by the people, for the people, you know, one nation under God. That's God within each of us. That's our sole purpose. That's our God-given inalienable right. And so we can all become happy, joyful children of God on the planet, and with, you know, intergalactic universal traveling.
Sounds
I know
good
a lot of the Native American kids have already chosen that that's really what they want to do is be involved with the Universal Travel. So, I mean, it's happening. We just need to unite and know that the youth are the way through. We have the Internet. Thank God what you guys are doing. And Douglas, I love you. And, you know, VBS. And we have it. There's millions and millions and billions now of light workers all over the world. And the youth are here. They're ready to go. So I just wanted to get people. We have to focus to manifest these cities of light and peace and, you know, green work and edible landscapers and, you know, to really recreate heaven on earth. We really have to create these new education, teaching, training, focus jobs on, you know, our divine soul work and soul power work and all these beautiful webinars and webcam classes and, you know, what can be offered to the kids quicker and faster. You know, and we have it now. We have technology.
We need a whole new education system because this one just doesn't work. It's all designed to create little mindless robots, you know, consumers.
Yeah, but most people already know that. They're going around it. There's so many beautiful programs. It's just getting the opportunities of the multi-dimensions that we already have out there and these beautiful, you know, practices and the new jobs of the civil services where people really are, you know, being paid at least a minimum of $40,000 a year just to help and heal and love one another and, you know, do their soul purpose and, you know, work in divine cooperation. We're going to divine cooperation on the planet.
I agree. Hey, we're running up the end of the hour. Definitely.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for taking my call and helping me spread the word. I sent you a petition, and MoveOn.org took it over. I think they're going to run with it, too, maybe Care2.org. Okay. So, and ROP, I hope, too. So, thank you. Blessings. I love you. Thank you.
All right. I'll check it out and see what – I'll put it out of our list. I'll see if I can find it in my bazillion emails.
I know. I just sent it tonight before I called in. So I love you. Thank you. And happy holidays. New focus. We can do this. We can. It's time to co-create heaven on earth. Let's go.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Looks like we're heading up to the end of the hour. We've just got a couple minutes left. And, I wanted to tell people again, sorry for putting out the Dr. Dream that we were going to have on the second hour. We had some major difficulty, you know, to bring him on, and it just didn't work out. But we're definitely going to bring him back on again. And again, we're going to have Tom Lesher come in and give us the intuitive insights along with astrology and what he feels is going down. Now, I feel it's very, very accurate and very timely, you know, the information he has to share. We've got some other really good guests that we're in the process of lining up. So we're going to have some pretty amazing shows coming up here, you know, into the new year and celebrating this 12/12 and 12/21 and whatever else goes on. And I'm really feeling myself. I everybody's waiting for 12/12. I mean, it's already happening, folks. I mean, the energy's coming in. It's undeniable. There are massive, massive ships sitting in the fourth dimension just observing us right now, adding their consciousness and energy and working with the grids. There are so many things going on right now. And I'm seeing footage right now that's so good that is coming from all over the world that it's only up for like 2 days and then it's taken down. Sometimes I've seen it go up for 1 day and be taken down. And I grab these things and I should like embed them or something, but they get taken down almost immediately. And you know when they're getting taken down that fast, this is something that is real, that is good. You know, they're seeing fleets of ships over Mexico. They're seeing a lot of ships with 5 or 7 ships at a time flying over a lot of major cities, main cities right now. You know, all over the United States, there's a lot of activity. I know a lot of the reporting centers are just going bonkers with it. You know, I always tell people, if you do call into Peter Davenport at New Fork, don't be surprised if you, if your stuff doesn't get on the air, or especially if you're in our area, because our area is getting censored like crazy. But anyway, just realize that, you know, in the UFO community, it's not the people that are on the front lines out there, they're getting all the press, that really have the information and really know what's going on. You've got to be really careful, because there's a lot of controlled opposition out there, and there's a lot of people in places that aren't who you think they are. So it's up to you to go within and do your own research, create your own reality, create your own connection with the benevolent ETs, and figure it out for yourself, because not everybody's who you think they are out there, and a lot of misleading information. So it's very important. Don't let anybody stray you away from making your own personal connection with Creator. Don't let anybody stray you away from doing your own research and looking into, you know, the sightings all over the world, and doing your own inner work to make your own connection with the greater family of man out there. You know, it's important that you do this, you know, put your time in and do your own research, because there's all kinds of crazy things out there, like alien invasions, and all the media is creating all this nonsense, you know, and it's just going on and on and on. So, you know, the bottom line is you're going to have to stay in the heart and use your own discernment, and realize that, you know, there's people in there that are, they're disinformation, they're controlled opposition. That's why they are where they are. That's why they've risen to such great heights. And I'm seeing that people are seeing through this right now. It's great. You know, I've seen people give these total disinformation speeches, you know, about everything is great, and, you know, everything, you know, this and this and this and this, and these guys are here for you, and they're looking out after you. And these are the very guys that have screwed you big time, you know, not only monetarily, but in consciousness. So anyway, I heard one person doing a whole dissertation, and at the end, out of a massive audience, you know, I heard one clap, you know, so it didn't work. You know, people just aren't buying it. So anyway, you know, basically, you know, there are people out there that are saying that, you know, they're here for us, they're working for us, they're doing this, and you know, they're going to restore the republic and bring our forefathers back, the original idea, and this and this and this, and it's just a script, you know, because, you know, there's going to have to, I don't think the system's fixable, be honest with you. There's going to have to be a total overhaul on this one. So I'd just be real a heads up, because that's the program that we've bought into for so long, that somebody else is going to save us. Somebody's going to do it for us. Somebody else is going to, it's always somebody else, you know, and we are that somebody else. You know, we're the ones we've been waiting for. We're also the ETs we've been waiting for. We incarnated here from these higher dimensions, and it's time to wake up and get busy. But anyway, we're out of time right now, so I've got to be signing off. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. And again, tune in next Saturday, and we're going to definitely have Dr. Dream, and I don't know when we're going to get Tom on, but I'll let you know. Just tap into the newsletter. Go to eseti.org, sign up for the newsletter, and we'll definitely let you know when Tom's going to be coming on, and who the future guests are on the show. So watch the skies, drop down into the heart, and, you know, be kind to your neighbor. That's the bottom line. This is James Gillen signing off. Have a great evening.